May Bumps.
Cam FM.
Hi, well, it's Tim at First Post Corner. The 1 minute cannon has just gone. Most boats look like they're setting up to push out, and the first boats are now beginning to be pushed out. Stolen One at the top of the division, pushing out into the stream. They were, in fact, the last boats. They're very confident, clearly, today. They were the last crew to get into their boat, leaving until about 2 minutes before, well, 2 minutes before the start of the race. So about a minute ago, they finally finished their huddle on the towpath and got into their boat. The boats are all now out. The coxes have their bungs and they're tight. The Selwyn have set themselves up fairly close to the bank. Behind them, Homerton are much further out. They're clearly looking to take an interesting line. The start cannon has just gone. And they're off. Selwyn looking very strong. Looks like some of Homerton's blades slipping out the water slightly early in the strokes there. So Selwyn have got a very good start. Behind them, everyone else seems to be off reasonably well as well. The I'm much further up the towards the start this time after our upsets in the last division. Also looks like we could have some early bumps in this division at the bottom. But certainly nothing exciting at the top. Selwyn are coming past very quickly. But behind them, Homerton are being closed down by Robinson. They're already bringing it down to almost less than a boat length between them now. Behind that, we have St. Ed's in their checkered rugby shirt. They appear to have... they're trying to spell out St. Ed's, but they've really got the... They've got the spelling completely wrong here. They've got seed to... and then a space. They've not gotten the right orders today. Trinity Hall coming past me now. They're rowing strongly, chasing down St. Ed's. And then the banana boat of Keys M2. They're rowing strongly, but being closed down a little bit by LMB C2. Now the division's really closing up behind them, with Downing 2 closing down hard on LMBC and a boat length between them. And behind them, Jesus 2 on for their blades. They're clearly hungry to bump on Downing 2. They're looking very strong as well. Behind that, quite a gap to Christ and then Homerton. It looks like we haven't had any early bumps here as the last boats come under the motorway bridge. Down to you, Ben. What can you see?
Well, if Selwyn M1 was a single man, I would probably drop to one knee and propose to him. Selwyn M1 are rowing phenomenally well. Very attractive rowing, very powerful muscular strokes. Excellent work. Behind them, though, Homerton 1 floundering, and there is almost overlap. Robinson rowing a good race and taking a narrower line, crucially, around no mounting the bank for them. There's a bump imminent. Robinson on Homerton. Tim, to you.
Yeah, so rowing past me now. Darwin M1 on for their blades, have overlap and are inside first and third M2, coming into first post corner. They've got enormous overlap and are well inside them. They must get the bump any second now, opposite Ozzie Holt. And yes, that's it. First and third have conceded. Darwin have bumped up on first and third two and have got their blades. Behind that, Queens come through very strongly, hotly pursued, though, by Wilson. Ben, what's going on with you?
Well, the banana boat is just about on station with LMBC behind it. Downing, though, are going to be caught by Jesus if they don't crash into the barges first. There's now overlap. The cox will concede any minute now. I'm pretty sure there was a collision there. And there's the concession, hopefully. No concession yet, but that will be imminent. I'm going to throw, though, up to Morwenna, who should be on first post corner. There's a concession, sorry. So, yeah, Jesus bump on Downing. Morwenna, what can you see at Kitten corner, sorry?
Yeah. Hello, yes, Selwyn rowing past me beautifully. You've got Danny Morris sitting in the four seat. He's obviously the Goldie spare pair. Charlie Nye learnt to row at Eton. If you want a masterclass in learning how to row, look at Selwyn M1. Good things are going to happen for them in the M1 division. And now St. Eddie's coming past. They've still not managed to spell Eddie's properly on their T-shirts. Guys, you need to sort your crew lineup out. However,
Ben,
they are rowing very, very nicely, and there's a splash of light blue lycra in the three seats. And back to you, Ben. What's going on at Grassy?
Yeah, well, a few more bumps, actually. So just after I threw to you, Hughes Hall M1 bumped Christ M2, and Wolfson M1 have bumped Queens M2. Well done, Wolfson. Now Sydney are stroking past me, although their number four is looking slouched in his seat. Fourth is looking to catch them, both well ahead of Cat 2. Now I'm going to throw over to you, Morwenna. Who's going past you right now?
Okay, I am running down the back, followed by a load of Maggie supporters, as you just heard, waiting to watch LMBC from Keys. We have overlap. have Selwyn.
We have to be
incredibly good, incredibly comfortable. I don't want to go further down the bump. I think I can see the LNBC has bumped. Miranda, can you see the LNBC have in fact got the bump? Okay, we'll go back to Miranda in a moment. I just had some Edmunds come past me, looking very comfortable in a lovely light blue and pink t-shirt. And then I've got Trinity Hall coming up behind them. Loads of clear water either side, but I'm definitely going to call that Lady Margaret has got the bump up on Keys. Anything happening further up the river, Miranda, Ben? It's completely empty.
Well, all the boats have gone past me, so it's up to more weather now.
Going on at Grassby. I'm actually looking at a very, very empty cross from me. We're probably looking at, I would say, about 500 people completely lining the banks. And now Sydney Sussex rowing past me. And they're looking lovely. Very, very solid rowing, slow, steady rate, and followed by Corpus M1. And Ben, all the crews have gone past you. Am I correct on that?
Yes, you are. All the crews going past. I mean, first and third now on the long row home, looking dejected, but still sitting the boat beautifully. I'm going to throw over to Morwenna on the long reach, because I'd like to hear what's gone on with Homerton, Robinson, St Edmunds and Trinity Hall at the top of the division.
I'm going to pass to Beth in a minute to see what's happened with those, but I just said that Sydney were rowing past looking very, very comfortable. Corpus, however, look as if they are going for the overbump. They are pushing very, very hard down a busy river, and they are also being followed by cats. None of these crews, it appears, want to give up early. Over to you, Beth. What can you see going on?
Well, I have had Selwyn and St Edmunds come past me absolutely definitely. So I'm wondering if there's been a bump between Robertson and Homerton further up the river. I might be wrong about that. But currently I've got Darwin coming past me, followed by, I think that's Corpus. And much, much further up the river, there's another boat who I can't quite identify at the moment. But it looks like I'm going to go with there has been a bump between Homerton and Robinson somewhere along the river. Ben, have you got any ideas?
Well, it appears it must be past Morwenna, because I think those boats were all rowing as they rounded Ditton Corner. So it must have happened at some point on that Ditton Corner. Now, while I let Beth on the long reach go and work out what's going on with some of those boats that are still rowing, let's just provisionally call some of these results. It looks like Selwyn M1 stormed their way to a rower, but they will row again at the end of the day in that headline M1 division. They'll have a chance to bump into it properly. Homerton M1 bumped by Robinson M1, we think. St Edmunds M1 and Trinity Hall M1 are still rowing at the moment. We'll wait and see what happens there. Keys M2 bumped by LNBC M2. Downing 2 bumped by Jesus 2. Christ 2 bumped by Hughes Hall 1. First and Third 2 bumped by Darwin. Queens 2 bumped by Wolfson. Sydney 1, Corpus 1 and Cats 2 are all still rowing. Could be going for 3 long rowovers. But Beth, what's going on with them? Have you seen them go past you yet on the long reach?
I have had cats come past me, so I imagine that they're one of the last ones to go. I'm also having, I think, Downing M2 coming past me. So I think that this race is pretty much over. It's just a case of confirming who the bumps happen between and where. Back to you, Ben.
Well, yes, there's a lovely flag has been unfurled, and that is the flag of Hughes Hall M1. They've rowed astonishingly well. The college, famous in some ways for its sporting prowess, perhaps, mainly rugby, but rowing as well, a big thing for Hughes Hall this year. Their bowman is swigging from a can. It doesn't look like a soft drink, let's put it that way. In fact, all of them are. They've all got their tinnies, they've all got their foliage, and their cox has the flag, the flaming torches, and the two symmetrically counterposed owls of the Hughes Hall flag, proudly fluttering in the breeze, sitting the boat beautifully, swigging from tins of definitely not soft drink. They've earned it, and they've earned a fantastic boat club dinner. But I think, just to run down that division again, so Selwyn row over, Homerton bumped by Robinson, St Edmunds and Trinity Hall we think rowed over, but we're going to confirm that for you. Keys 2 bumped by LNBC 2, Downing 2 bumped by Jesus 2, Christ 2 bumped by Hughes Hall 1, First and Third bumped by Darwin, Queens bumped by Wilson, Sydney, Sussex, Corpus and Cats. We think they all rode over, but again, we'll have to confirm that for you shortly. Back to you in the studio.
Thanks very much, Ben. There's no boat club there to give us a cheer, is there?
A boat club to give us a cheer? Well, there are more corpuscles, but I'll see if there are other colleges kicking around. I do know there are some Darwin people sort of further down the riverbank who I spoke to earlier. So if you'll let me sort of follow the bank parties. So I'll sort of talk you through. There's a long kind of, a long sweeping bend in the river here. And there's a towpath absolutely congested by bicycles, by spectators. It's really hundreds of people have lined the banks of the River Cam. And the numbers are growing as the boaties from earlier on in the day who were rowing in the lower divisions maybe come out to support their colleagues in the higher divisions. Now, I'm coming back to where the Cam FM team is based. Tim Davies, commentator on First Post, has made his way back here wearing a very fetching hat. And the people you can hear whooping are indeed, I believe, fans of Darwin College. Is that correct? You're wearing the best T-shirt, so you get to be the spokesperson for Darwin. What's your name? In fact, the Darwin boat's just going past. They're really happy. Very quickly, they're sort of doing a sort of race-pace sprint here, Tim. And I'll just let the Darwin supporters take their pictures of that flag. That flag is just beautiful. It's being not supported from a flagpole, supported from the branch of a tree. There's been so many bumps today, Tim. There probably isn't any foliage left in Cambridgeshire. But you're wearing some Ray-Bans and a fantastic hat. What's your name?
Greg.
Greg, and you're from Darwin, is that right?
Sam.
And so, how are you finding this afternoon of bumps?
It's the first time I've been at bumps. I'm 40 a PhD, but Darwin men's first just got played, I believe. So, pretty good. Yeah.
Pretty good. And is that a feeling that we all share here? Are you happy for the guys?
Yeah.
So, guys, we're playing a game with all the fans here on the Riverside. We're asking, it's very simple. All you have to do is cheer for your college as loudly as you possibly can. So far, Homerton got 5 out of 10. Corpus Christi got 7 out of 10. Clare got 8 out of 10. And Cat got 8.2 out of 10 on the decibel meter in the studio. So we'll see now where Darwin ranks on that scale. So on the count of 3, you're going to have to cheer as loudly as you possibly can. So 3, 2, 1. There were just 4 of them. Tim, how does that rank? That was pretty loud for 4 people, I felt.
So we thought there were more than 4 from the noise of that. We all jumped out of our seat in the studio. I reckon, I'm just looking around, everyone's raising their numbers to me. I reckon that's a 9. They're in the lead with 9 out of 10.
That's a 9, guys. You are the winners. You are winning so far. I mean, there's 2 more divisions to play for. So, you know, will you be tuned to Canada to see if Darwin maintain the lead in this, the most important competition this week on the Riverside of Cambridge. Well, thanks very much and enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to go and find myself a tin of something, definitely a soft drink.
Go for it,
before
Ben.
Before the last couple of races, Tim. So enjoy the rest of the afternoon and I'll hear from you very shortly.
Thanks very much, Ben. We'll catch up with you in a little bit.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
May Bumps.
Cam FM.
Right, so we have Morwenna on the line who can confirm the results from the M2 race. Morwenna, over to you.
Yes, I have the results of the M2 division. And so I'll go through them. They're on my phone, so I'm going to be a bit funny with the reading, but hopefully it'll all be all right. We have Selwyn M1 rowing over. Just seen him rowing up for the next division, looking very, very nice. Homerton and Robinson. Robinson bumped Homerton. So the mystery crew that we couldn't find out what happened, there's the result for you. Robinson bumping up on Homerton. Then it was a row over for St Edmunds, a row over for Trinity Hall, Lady Margaret 2 bumped Keys M2. Jesus M2 bumped Downing M2. Hughes Hall bumped Christ M2. Darwin bumped 1st and 3rd M2. Then Wolfson bumped Queens M2. A row over for Sydney Sussex. A row over for Corpus Christi. And a row over for St Catharines as well.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Morwenna.
Thank